You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday was National Mother-in-Law Day. And my mother-in-law doesn't really care for me at all. But I do have a funny story about yesterday on Mother-in-Law Day. She called her daughter, Gretchen, to sing happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to you. Which is sweet. Problem is, it wasn't Gretchen's birthday, so her mom admitted, like, I don't remember your birthday is. And
is it
also
soon?
Didn't know,
is it in the vicinity?
And also didn't know how old Gretchen was, so we were like, yeah, that's about par for the course. She's never really been that. She's never really been that into kids.
Yeah. So. Oh no.
Anyway, so that's my.
No, but really, is it in the vicinity? Is she, yeah, or is it like in June?
No, she's in the vicinity. Okay. But, it was just funny. And Gretchen just politely listened to her saying, "Happy birthday, said Mom. It's not my birthday."
Oh, anyway, poor mom.
That's Mother-in-Law Day.
That'd be
for
a cry
right
for
there.
Help, Dom.
No, it's 40 years ago. She would have done the exact same
man.
Thing. So,
funny.
What else is going on?
Let's see. My day yesterday consisted of sitting on the phone with my mobile service provider. For 65 minutes on hold yesterday. I was just due for an upgrade to my plan, so I had to call and talk to somebody because I had some loyalty reward thing going on, and I actually had to talk to somebody. I couldn't just do it online. And 65 minutes on hold. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way.
Did you get everything worked out?
I got everything worked out. I'm on an unlimited data plan now, so that's really exciting for
me. How
much
does that cost you?
It was $6 more a month than what I was paying before.
So what are you paying? I gotta know.
Enough.
You don't want to tell me what you're paying?
Enough. It's over $100. You know.
Like
it's funny that we way lower than that. It's funny that we pay for data now. Like all this data we're paying for. Your Wi-Fi, your phone, you got data in your car now you can pay for.
Because I'm paying about $88 a month, and I feel like I'm
for
doing...
you, just for you. Is it? That's it?
Yeah, that's why I was quizzing you,
gotcha,
to find out what
yours
involves.
What am I? It was
everybody.
Like $120 a month.
Is that just you or
three of us? Three of us are on it.
Who's the third?
Reed.
I thought you weren't getting him a phone.
He doesn't. He's got one of those watches that you can text with him, and he can call us. He can only call like three or four people for like emergencies and stuff. So he's got to have a data plan as well. So there's three of us on our plan for $120.
Oh,
unlimited.
Okay.
I think we're doing all right. So anyway, so that went on. And speaking of Reed Areno and Little Lila, we had to go to a little school fundraiser event last night, and it was at a putt-putt course. Their school threw a big putt-putt night, so all the families went there, and some of the proceeds from everybody playing goes to the school, and they can buy new VCRs or whatever they need.
And a beautiful night for it.
That's exactly what we said when we were driving there. It's like, this couldn't have fallen on a better night.
Freaking 80-degree
day.
So
it's like, we didn't even have jackets on or anything. It was perfect. Two observations from putt-putt, because I'm not a big putt-putter. I think I've gone twice now in the past 30 years. One, does anyone keep score during putt-putt?
Not
anyone?
Mm-mm.
Anyone?
You usually start, you have good intentions, but by like the third hole, everyone just kind of meh.
By the third or fourth hole, we were picking up our ball and placing it where we wanted it and then hitting it into the cup. Mm. I mean, that's how bad it got. I mean, when you get to the place, they have the little cards and the little pencils, and we're like, no, thank you. We don't need that. Yeah, nobody was keeping score, you know, which I just find funny. But I guess if you're doing it with little kids, yeah. And then the second thing that caused me so much anxiety, and I don't play golf, so maybe this happens on the golf course, but I don't like it when people come up behind you, like, super quick.
Oh, yeah.
And then they stand there and wait, you know, and you are actually, you know, we're playing. There was four of us, and then behind us was another double, and then behind them was another double. So they're obviously going through things quicker,
sure.
And they're standing behind us waiting, and it's just like, I feel...
So you were the family holding everybody
we
up.
We were holding everybody up, but yet we are entitled to our fun time, and I don't need you standing there breathing down my neck with your arms crossed.
Can you let them play through?
We finally just said, you know, why don't you play through since you got ants in your pants? This isn't a race. This is a fun family night. I don't need your dirty looks and your crossed arms, you know? I don't care for that, Dom. So I'm probably never going to putt-putt again because of that.
Yeah, that's a
jerk move, isn't it?
I think the answer is for you to go on a night when it's not like a fundraiser thing like that, because otherwise there won't be anybody there and
Maybe. But and I just then, was yeah, like, come on.
I mean, that's one of the things, because I used to be
rushed?
A regular golfer quite a bit. I played a lot, and I haven't really so much in the last 10 years, but that was the thing, is getting behind people who are really slow out on a regular golf course, or having the super speedy people behind you. There's tension both ways, and I don't know which is worse.
The speedy people's worse, because you're at a place where it is leisure. You're supposed to kind of go at your own pace. You're enjoying your time with your family. You don't need zippity, zippity, zippity. We got to go. We don't need that at these locations. Like the phone company, there has to be a better way. Can they do something in between the holes, you know, where there's a little video game station or a snack bar, you know, so people can enjoy themselves and just slow down a little bit?
Well, yeah, but you understand, right? You guys probably were at least keeping a tempo.
There
are some people at putt-putt and on regular golf courses who are just slow as you know what.
Sure.
And they're monkeying around and they're stopping and talking, and you're like, all right, come on.
So anyway, I hope the school made a lot of money. Very happy we were able to contribute. But yeah, a little stressful for me. I was so ready to go. It's sad.
What color ball did you have?
I had the yellow ball. Vibrant.
Okay.
What was with the face? What's wrong with the yellow ball? It's putt-putt.
No man picks the yellow ball.
A little splash of color. I want to be able to see it.
Well, they're all colors. That's the thing. There's red, there's
green,
there's blue.
The red and the green and the orange were blending in with all the leaves that were also falling, because it's an outdoor putt-putt course.
You couldn't find your ball.
So, seriously, a couple of the holes, if you look at the green and there's leaves all over it, you couldn't spot your ball.
So, let me get this straight. On a putt-putt hole that's probably about 15 feet long total, there saying, I can't find my ball.
You look away, you talk to somebody, you know, you see people that you know, and then you turn back and you look,
that's
and it's covered in leaves. You're like,
thing I've ever heard you
you're
say.
Like, holy cow, where'd the ball
Thank
go?
Thank God I had a yellow ball. I couldn't find it on the putt-putt
hole. I'm serious. You needed little flashing balls.
You have to call people over. Hey, come over here, help me find my ball.
I can't find my ball.
It's in this little area of about 40 square feet.
Do we have somebody here with a leaf blower?
Dork.
That's another thing. You think they could have been out there with a leaf blower, blowing the leaves off.